Thank you for calling the Roundup Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, was it you or a family member of yours that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Myself.
Very sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype?
The subtype of what I was diagnosed with? Yes. It was a nodal marginal zone B-cell lymphoma.
C-cell, let me...
B.
I'm sorry, B. So, diffuse large B-cell?
Yes, nodal marginal.
Okay. And then, is that the only non-Hodgkin's diagnosis that you've had?
Yes.
Okay. And then, what date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in 2019 on March the 12th. I was diagnosed on March the 7th. It was still 2019, though.
Okay. So 3/7/2019. And then were you mostly using it for your home, residentially or commercially or agriculturally for work? Or both?
I was using it for residential.
Sure. Now, when you were using it at the house, did anyone else come into contact and get sick? Any friends, family, neighbors, or not really?
No.
And what was the address for where you had the most exposure to the product?
2710 Root Creek Parkway, and that's apartment 8210. And that's Richardson, Texas, 75082.
You said 217 Root Creek Parkway in Richardson?
2710 Root Creek Parkway, Richardson, Texas, 7502.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And you said it was what number? Apartment number?
8210.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
43.
And then how many years have you used the product? Or did you use before you got sick? 12? Okay. And so you would have sprayed it for
years.
Okay. And so you would have sprayed it for at least 10 or more days, and one of the years that you used it would have been before you were diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you're a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to name off several different ailments, and then I'm going to put no unless you tell me that you currently have one of these. The list starts with hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV AIDS, diabetes mellitus, rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune disease, organ transplant, other cancers requiring chemotherapy, family history of cancer, Epstein-Barr, lupus. No to all those?
Right.
Okay. And then I have you as Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-Y, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then will you confirm your gender?
Female.
And when did you first figure out that the Roundup was what got you sick? Is it something you saw online? Is it something you read about? Is it something you saw on TV? What kind of made it click for you?
A combination a combination of both because I was feeling sick, you know. But, you know, I was sick and I couldn't figure out why. And then I started researching and, you know.
Sure. Okay. And so that would have been back in 2019 that you figured it out?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll say when you were diagnosed that you kind of had an idea of why that was. And this next question asks for your height and weight.
I am 5'5" and I am about 160.
And then this is your cell, 682-386-8325?
Yes.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name's Emmanuel, like in the Bible. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. And then what would be the best email for
you? Are you the attorney?
No, I'm not an attorney or a doctor. I'm an intake specialist. So my job is just... No, I'm an intake specialist. So my job is just to fill out the intake form and then I send it to the attorney. But you were saying the email is
bwms41@yahoo.com.
Okay. So bwms41@yahoo.com. And about how many times would you say that you used it a year?
I use it weekly. So
okay.
4 times 12.
So every week. Okay.
I'm kind of exhausted right now, so.
Yeah, so if you used it every, once a week, I'd be 52 times in the year because there's, I'm sorry, there's 52, yeah, there's 52 weeks in a year, so you would have used it 52 times a year, okay. And then you already confirmed that you used it for at least 1 year before you were diagnosed, so I'll put that there. And then I imagine you stopped using it in March of 2019 when you got sick, right? And then you used it for 12
weeks. I stopped it in August. I stopped using it in August.
Of 2019?
2018.
Okay. And then I know you used it for... 12 years, so you would have started using it in 2006, somewhere around there, right?
Right. Yeah.
And then when you would use it, how did you normally apply it? Did you get the concentrate and mix it yourself, or would you get the premix that came with the little sprayer, or?
Concentrated.
Okay. Let me write it up. So we'll get concentrate. And mix it. And then about how big of an area were you spraying?
I don't know, maybe 12 by 24.
12 by 24, okay. And did you normally use protective gear?
No.
Okay. And then you...
Sometimes gloves, you know, sometimes a mask.
Oh, sometimes, okay, let me put that then.
But not generally, though.
Well, I put sometimes gloves and masks. And then just in the state of Texas, was it?
Yes.
And then it was you directly spraying the product, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me do... So 52 times a year times 12 years, so about 624 different exposures. And I take it, are you on county or city water or well water?
The regular water, the city.
Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange, or no?
No.
Okay. And then when you would get the product, was it like at a larger store like a Home Depot or Lowe's, or was it like at a smaller mom and pop gardening store or hardware store?
It was a Home Depot.
Okay. And then obviously it's been quite some time since you last used the product. So this you may not have any, and that's okay. I just have to ask, did you keep any receipts or containers or not really?
No.
And then have you ever been a smoker?
No.
Are you currently employed, self-employed, on a fixed income, or not working?
I'm self-employed. I'm starting a business.
Oh, cool. What kind of business are you starting?
A t-shirt and it's ironically holistic care,
Oh,
you know.
nice. So you're starting it up. So I'll put no for now since you're just starting it up. And then, did you ever lose any time from work because of your treatments back in 19?
Yes, I couldn't work.
Okay. So about how long would you say that you had to take off from work, or that you weren't able to work? How many months or years or weeks?
I actually just started now, you know, after all of that.
Oh wow, okay. Let me type that up here. And then were you ever in the military?
No.
And then have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for disability or workers' comp?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime or no?
No.
And what was the medical facility or hospital that you got diagnosed at?
Medical City, Plano.
Alrighty, let me put that up. That's a big hospital. Let me put that in there. And then, what was your doctor's name?
Paul Connor.
Dr. Paul Connor.
Charles. Charles Connor.
Spell out the first name.
Charles.
Oh, I'm sorry. Charles. Okay. Dr. Charles Connor. Let me put that up. And then let me put this in here. Bear with me, it's just gonna have me just have to copy and paste this information in a couple different fields. And you would
You're
say,
going to hear a little noise because I have to go up. I have to go around to the UPS.
okay,
But
sure.
I'm still on the phone. Okay.
Okay, thank you. And then either yourself or the doctor or the medical facility, the hospital will have the medical records, right?
Yes.
And then, do you recall the date that you started your treatments? And wait, were
March the
those?
12th, 29th.
Okay. And then was that chemo or immunotherapy or radiation?
Chemo, radiation, and I had pain meds.
Okay. And you said that was on March 12th of 19, right?
Right.
Okay. And then, what is your current mailing address?
The same,
Oh, the same
2710
one? Okay.
Roof Creek, yes.
Okay, let me put that in. And then you said it was apartment number. Let me scroll up. 8210, right?
8210. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we're almost done, just a couple more sections here. This one just is asking for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we can't get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
No.
Okay. Let me put this here. And then let me go to the last section, which is going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section, just so they can get copies of your records. What is your date of birth?
10-8-76.
10-8-76?
Yes, 10-8-76.
And then just the last four of the social?
4767.
4767. Okay. And then I'm going to send you an automated text message from DocuSign. It's going to come to you via text and email. I'm sorry, I forgot to ask a question. Are you married or unmarried?
Unmarried.
Unmarried?
Yes.
Okay. Then let me go ahead and hit submit again, and then that should be coming to you, like I said, via text and email, and then you can open up either one. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap to take you to the next place, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to guide you, but it does show sent on my end, if you just want to try and open that up, and then we'll submit it real quick.
This is not real little.
Yeah, it's only as big as the phone will let you be, right?
Okay,
and let me just make sure it came through on my end. And yeah, you're all set. So the firm themselves should give you a call in about 1 to 2 weeks, depending on how backed up they are. And they will call and introduce themselves.
What is the firm?
The firm is called A4D.
What is it? A4D.
Yeah, it's called, and let me actually open it up to get the one second. It's A4D, and then they'll call you, introduce themselves, double check everything that was sent over, make sure there is no spelling errors or anything like that, and then
place you on a real brief hold?
Yeah, of course.
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, they hung up. Never mind.
Okay. But yeah, you're all set here. Like I said, they'll be calling next and then putting you in their system, introducing themselves. You'll get an account manager assigned and all that. And it sounds like you're about to start driving. So I'll let you get that going and obviously focus on the road. But you're all set for now, Brandy. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye.